Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Well, we're coming to the end of the first month of 2022, and the STI is currently up around 4% year to date. We've had no shortage of market news and moves as well. The first month of the year celebrated the first SPACs to list here in Singapore. We also saw the Monetary Authority of Singapore recently announce a surprise off-schedule currency move. And last night, the U.S. Federal Reserve announced that it's likely to hike interest rates in March. Joining us on the line now to share his analysis is Terence Wong, CEO of Azure Capital. Terence, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, Rach. Good to be back.
Good to have you with us. So let's start off by talking SPACs. I mean, would you call January a spectacular month for markets here in Singapore? We had another listing this morning, Novotellis throwing its hat into the ring. What are your thoughts about how those that have listed so far have performed?
Yeah, it is indeed a spectacular one. Our scene, I think, has taken off in a meaningful way. There are some good sponsors behind our first three SPACs. First, there was Vertex, right? Vertex is Temasek-backed. And then came Pegasus, which is, I think, controlled by the shareholder of luxury goods giant LVMH. Mm-hmm. And now, like what you mentioned, Novotellis. Novotellis, the sponsors behind Novotellis are, you know, best known for AEM, which is one of the biggest winners in the markets over the past 5 years. I guess demand over here is not the question, as they are vastly popular with investors. They are probably taking the cues from successful SPACs in the US. If you recall, in 2020, did extremely well. And then 2021, in the first half, it really exploded. There's very, very keen interest. Only lately was there a little bit of a pullback, I think, over the past 2 to 3 quarters in the U.S. But if you look at the specs, they shouldn't be trading too far to have too much of a premium. If any premium, it is only because of the reputation of the sponsors, the fact that they are able to come up with or identify good targets and to do a business combination with these targets. So that's why we see it fluctuating around a very, very tight band. This is not unexpected.
Yeah.
But what I think I'm excited about, it's not just the spec per se, but it's the fact that, you know, there is a concerted effort by the authorities and agencies like MAS, Temasek, EDBI, SGX. They're all coming together to inject confidence and liquidity in our local markets. And spec is just one part of the entire puzzle.
So in terms of movement, not much until they identify that company to be acquired. I mean, taking a look at our three SPACs today, Novotellis and Pegasus flat, Vertex just dipping into the red, down 0.2%. But speaking of trends that we see in the market, another key trend that Singapore investors love is property. And we've had a flurry of REIT earnings announced over the past few days. Any surprises from the REIT results that we've seen?
If you look across the scene, I'm looking at the screen right now, there's some that just reported results. And I believe that most of them are actually within expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Mapletree Stable, there's the SPH REIT, other retail guys like Starhill, Fraser Centrepoint Trust. I think there's a lot of interest in office and retail REITs, and they're all showing signs of recovery, given that we do have less restrictive, and that hopefully should continue to improve, barring any kind of like new lockdown measures. But like I said, there will going ahead, I think we're trying to live with COVID. So I feel that, you know, the office, the retail side, it should continue to open up and should continue to show good performance, though we do not expect a very, very big spikes. Data center, that's another one that has garnered a lot of focus for, you know, over the last couple of years. That is still growing. And this demand is not just, you know, like due to COVID. So, and it seems very, very real. It is going to be a growth sector for years to come. But of course, on the downside, the yields are not as high given that they're not as high as other subsectors, given that, you know, there has been an intense interest in this sector. So it seems overbought. But what, you know, has been very, very catchy is the hospitality side. The hospitality REITs, you know, they haven't reported yet. But I think there's a lot of interest in what the management has to say for the coming year. You know, with the more VTLs, more people traveling, that should actually like bump up interest in counters in the hospitality sector. And we've already seen that. I think last month, December, towards the end, there's been a lot of buying with hospitality stocks. So for that, if you look at the entire scene, they are trading about 6% yields, which is the average yields for the entire sector is about 6%. It's not low, right? And the yield spreads are still relatively high. But one thing that I think investors would have to look out for is that the risk-free rate is going to climb, and that will have an impact on the yield spreads in REITs.
And taking a look at the SGI constituents at the moment, Mapletree Commercial Trust is one of the only in the green today. It's a sea of red across the board for most others, except for, I think we've got Zemcorp Industrial and a few others just dipping into the green. But Terence, I mean, year to date, the SGI is currently higher, although today lower on the back of that news we saw from the Fed last night following US markets. It's a trend we're seeing across the region today. What are your thoughts on some of the key moves in the market that we've seen in the first month of this year? And I guess looking forward, which sectors are you keeping an eye out for in the year ahead? I mean, traditionally, sectors such as our three local banks have been seen as relatively stable. But we've seen quite a bit of news when it comes to OCBC, DBS. We've got these phishing scams. So what sectors have you got in focus in the coming year or month, I should say?
The SGI has tracked global indices fairly closely over the past month. Bank and energy stocks, that has really led the global stock market over the past three and a half weeks. Technology, health and REIT, on the other hand, are the laggards. And so in for the SPI, you're right, it's been up over 4% year to date. And that's been largely driven by the banks. DBS, OCBC, UOB, of course, that's before the phishing issues, right? They have been up over an average of 10%. But importantly, these three banks account for 45% of the entire STI. And that has helped to actually bump up the yield or the returns for the STI to date. If you look at the oil prices have also been quite a winner. They've gained 13% over the past 3 weeks. And that is why, like I mentioned earlier on, the energy stocks, the offshore marine companies have also seen some interest, or some very keen interest. Remember, not too long ago, now we're talking about people saying that there could potentially be $100 per barrel. But just not too long ago, you know, like 2 years back, it was below zero. You are being compensated for taking oil. It's really, really a stark contrast over the last couple of years. And I think market watchers were expecting oil prices to actually come off. But because of geopolitical issues, as well as demand and supply, that has really went the other way. Technology, I think, is interesting. 2021 didn't do that well. It was really a tale of two technology subsectors. The upstream guys really saw very strong returns because, you know, they are the ones producing semiconductors. Well, the downstream guys, there was components shortage. There's not enough of them, and and the ports are all jammed up. So downstream players were negatively impacted in 2021. But I think over here now, if things do improve on the logistics front, and if the tech companies are bashed further because of rising interest rates, that could be a buying opportunity.
Terence, you know, there's just so much to catch up on with you. But before I let you go, I've got to ask you what your thoughts are on the news we saw overnight from the US Federal Reserve. We've seen markets flashing red after the announcement, after we saw Fed Chair Jerome Powell signal a March liftoff for interest rates. What's your take?
Well, you know, almost a year ago in the first quarter of last year, I remember the Fed was saying that, was trying to convince people that, you know, inflation is transitory and, you know, it's just temporary. It will go away once a few of the key factors back then, you know, including oil prices, including the sudden jump in demand, demand were to plateau off, right? But that didn't happen. And just last month, I think they dropped the narrative and announced plans to accelerate the tapering of its asset purchases. And this clearly clears the path for more rate hikes. And just, you know, 2 days back, MAS also made a very rare move of an off-cycle tightening. And what this really means is that it allows for faster appreciation of Sing Dollar to contain, once again, inflation. Good news for people who are looking to travel, though I don't think that there are many of us out there, say for people like Tim, right? But also good news for consumers, you know, because, you know, they're buying imported goods from phones to groceries. That may take some time because a lot of the prices are already locked in. But, you know, generally, like, over a longer term, mid to long term, they will be beneficiaries of it. But not so good news for the market because market doesn't like inflation, doesn't like uncertainty. So I suspect that there will be a bumpy ride ahead. And right now, I think it's not a question of if inflation is going to make an impact, but how much impact inflation will make right now before we stop it.
I see. Well, Terence, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks, Rach.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Terence Wong, CEO of Azure Capital. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.